Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Well, cattle were under pressure yesterday, as would have been expected due to the significant increase of corn. However, the pressure was not as great as would have been expected. Even though cash cattle are expected to trade higher again this week, the gains may be not as strong as the past few weeks. This may temper some trader buying exuberance until the level of packer interest is seen. Boxed beef was mixed, with choice up 39 cents. And the select was down 3 cents. Slaughter pace continues to remain strong, and cattle are needed to keep the pace. Hog futures showed spread trading again, with nearby months seeing pressure. Later months were surprisingly strong, possibly heading back to challenging the highs. The National Direct afternoon hog report showed cash was down $2.20 and is expected higher today, as packers generally purchase more aggressively earlier in the week. Cutouts continue to struggle in finding any solid support. Values down $1.40 yesterday. Futures could see a further price correction as the market is overbought. December Kansas City wheat is trading about 6 cents lower early today, hanging on to the bulk of yesterday's 53¾-cent jump in prices after Russia said it was suspending the Ukrainian grain deal. So far, Turkey continues to protect grain ships leaving Ukraine, but the Wall Street Journal reports Russia's ambassador to the UN says Russia will stop ships for inspection, so there is some tension as to what lies ahead. December corn is down a penny early today, staying in the same narrow sideways range prices have been in for several weeks, holding above the 100-day average at $6.54, but also staying below the $7 mark, while harvest continues to make steady progress in the United States late on Monday. January soybeans trading 13 cents higher early this morning, challenging its highest prices in a month, with encouragement from yesterday's USDA report showing 94.6 million bushels of soybean export inspections last week. Another impressive accomplishment, while barge traffic remains restricted on the dry Mississippi River. The futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 3rd, broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m., 32,140 head to sell, 3,400 feeder steers, 2,400 feeder heifers, 14,000 wean calves, and a couple of thousand calves on cows. Visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com for more info or call them 800-422-2117.
At the close Friday, December live cattle down 52, 152.47. February down 50 cents, 155.82. November feeder cattle down 25, 177.62. January down 92, 179.45. December hogs down 117, 84.92. Kansas City wheat. December was up 53¾ Friday, 978¾. March up 49½, 974¼. Chicago wheat, December up 53 cents, 882¼. March up 50¼, 899¼. December corn up 10¾, 691½. March up 10 cents, 696¾.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.